Welcome back to another in our series of Sun City Shadow Hills podcasts. We are about 5,000 homes here and 6,000-7,000 different people, all of whom have got an interesting story and came from somewhere. My guest today is Carolyn Little, who I was tipped off as having a very interesting hobby. Carolyn, well, we're going to let you tell the story. Carolyn, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Tell us about your hobby and how you got started.
Well, it actually started a long time ago, but to just speed things up, I was interested ever since I worked with my grandfather, and he had some of these old light bulbs, and I'm being a Capricorn, I guess. I just like to touch and feel things. And these would be light bulbs that looked foreign to me, like, what are they? Didn't even know they were light bulbs. They had a little tip on the end. So he told me, and I put them back in the drawer, and that was it. Until I became an adult, visited the Edison winter home, came back, started ragging, oh, Thomas Edison did this and that. My father-in-law went and got me a light bulb that was part of his collection.
And let me just interject for a moment to catch the audience up. What Carolyn was introduced to was some of the very earliest light bulbs that were created by Thomas Edison in his Menlo Park labs. And so that is what she's talking about. And that's what started you on this journey. Okay, so pick up from there.
Well, it's been an odyssey, and it's ongoing now for 45 years. My collection is a history of lighting. It's not just light bulbs. It's the light bulb personalities, you know, Edison, Tesla, Westinghouse, and more. It's the companies. So you can see it. If you see my collection, you'll see a history dating back to the 1880s right up to the current, I hate to say this, but the LEDs, which are not really light bulbs, but they're being used as light bulbs, and they're light-emitting diodes. So this collection now is becoming a dinosaur, which is really good for me, and it's really nice, but it has taken me all over the United States. I have visited almost all of the Edison sites, and they are scattered about. I've visited and worked at the Smithsonian. I got into their attic. I was privy to being able to show my collection, my exhibit, at the Edison National Historic Site in New Jersey, which is something because they don't usually allow people that aren't part of the organization in. And it was seen by 15,000 people.
Wow. So how long ago was that?
That was in about 1986.
Oh, so it was quite a long time
ago. That's when we lived in New Jersey. We moved out here, so...
So, tell us what is interesting about this collection.
Well, the diversity of it, you wouldn't say it's a light bulb that looks anything like today. While it's a glass envelope, the early ones were hand-blown. They had very decorative ones. Some were made of sandwich glass. They're pink and beautiful. They had so many different Unitarian differences that they needed to be used for. So you need to see it. It's something that's so diverse and so beautiful.
Hmm. To your knowledge, are there many collectors of early light bulbs?
Well, there are becoming more now. It's becoming fashionable now. When I first started collecting, you can get to the garage sales at the end of the day and still find them. Not anymore. They're becoming scarce, and they're becoming more expensive. So it's not easy to find them anymore. I'm finding less and less. But I still am. That's the important thing. And my history is growing. My collection is growing. I just picked up two, as a matter of fact, really neat Christmas figurals. There are women who collect the Christmas figurals. They're little light bulbs that are actually a shape, like of a Santa Claus or something. The newer ones, they just cover them over the lights. It's not a light bulb anymore. There are many women who do that. But as far as actual generic light bulbs, at the time I started, I was known as the only and the first light bulb woman collector. So even today there aren't a whole lot of us, but they are more and more every day.
Have you been in touch with the General Electric people? One would think that they would have interest in this collection.
I did. I actually did research up in their Schenectady, New York, when Mr. Welch was the CEO. And since then, he has given that away to a museum in Schenectady. So now it's pretty hard to even get the information. But yes, they've been very good to me in the sense of giving me some old flyers and general information. But it's not that easy to get, even from the big companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sylvania, same thing. The history, somehow or other, has managed to slip through the pages.
Well, that's your opportunity. It's interesting. Now, as I recall, you met one of Thomas Edison's children or grandchildren?
No, his actual youngest son, Theodore. Mm-hmm. Theodore Edison. I had privy to actually becoming rather good acquaintance friends with him in the sense that I could visit him at his home with him and his wife, Anne, anytime I wanted. The interesting part of that is he was a recluse. He did not see his own family members. And yet, for some reason, we had this little connection, and I was always welcome. So I would have drinks of grape juice with them and have a great time.
That's interesting. Well, Thomas Edison has got to be one of the most famous people in all of American history. He certainly changed the lives. I mean, he was the Steve Jobs of 150 years ago and came out with a lot of products, not just the light bulb, the phonograph, the movie projector, the dictating machine, or the early, what they now use as tattoo guns, I guess, for bad lack of a better term. And yet not a whole lot is known about him. So I think that it's really interesting that you developed this interest and have this collection.
Oh, yes. It's very interesting. And the more you dig into it, the more you learn, and the more fascinating. Actually, Edison didn't invent the light bulb. He was part of this the group of men who did, but he was the only one who made it practical. Mm-hmm. He not only made it last, but he made the whole system. You needed a system to make the light bulb work, mm-hmm. and he was able to do it. And it's interesting to follow along and to see all the piracy that went on, and it was amazing. So he was a tough guy.
So if this interview generates any interest, would you be willing to have people over to your house and show them the collection?
Oh, absolutely. It's something that should be shared, because once you see it, you will never see a light bulb in the same light anymore. It becomes so fascinating.
Okay, so one way that people could make their interests known is to go through me. I have, just to remind you, I have a Facebook page, Sun City Shadow Hills Podcast Fans. Would you prefer that, or would you rather contact you directly?
That's fine, or an email to me is fine as well.
Okay. What is your email address?
It's one word. It's Lady Light, and that's spelled LadyLight, 2000 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in and sharing your collection with us. And to the audience out there, hopefully this will stimulate some interest. And if you have other neighbors who've done or are doing interesting things, please pass it along to me, because I would love to have them on subsequent podcasts. In the meantime, thank you for listening.